Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Good. We're good. Excellent. Good. I tell you what, we just heard a story about Jesus, and Jesus meets the first couple of his friends. And guess what these guys did? Guess what Jesus' first friends did as their jobs? They were fishermen. What does it mean to be a fisherman? What does it mean? You go fishing. Yeah, that was it. It's exactly as simple as that, right? And have you ever gone fishing before?
I have.
You've gone fishing and Colby's gone. How do you go fishing, Colby?
I fish with a fishing pole.
With a fishing pole, right? That's what makes sense. And do you use bait or do you use a lure? You use bait in the bobber and you have to wait for it, right? Well, these guys back then, they didn't have fishing poles, or at least they didn't use fishing poles in the same way. These guys fished with great big nets. And they took these nets and they threw them into the water and they let the net sink to the bottom of the water and then they scooped up the nets and got all the fishies that they could catch on the way down. How many fish do you think you could catch at a time with that? 100. That's a pretty good guess. You could catch a lot more fish than with you. How many fish can you catch with a fishing rod at a time? Just one at a time, right? Generally, unless you get a real big fish that eats a little fish, but that's a whole different thing, right? But they get all these fish all at the same time. And Jesus comes walking around and he says to them, guys, follow me and I will make you to fish for people. How strange does that sound? That's really weird, isn't it? See, Jesus wants these guys to come along and he wants them to help share the love that God has for them as if they were using great big nets to catch all the people around them. See, if they were fishers like we fish today, they might only be able to share God's love one person at a time with a fishing rod. But because they used these big old nets, Jesus wanted them to help share that love with all sorts of people that they met. So here's the thing. Next time that you see a fish or a fishing pole or a net, can you remember how much God loves you and wants you to share God's love with all sorts of people around you? Can you remember that? Yeah, thank you. Hold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us pray and concentrate. Dear God, thank you for sending to us your love through Jesus. Help us to share your love far and wide as if with a really, really big net. Thank you for sending to us and remind us of the love that you have always. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.